This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. In today's news brief, you will hear how Bernie got blasted for bowing to the wrong god, why the riots and now many of the protests are whiter than Joel Osteen, and how you can tell most of these protests don't really care about biblical justice, and why Christians must not be played. But first, have you signed up for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd? Rowdy Christian Media meets the conference world. This is not for the faint of heart. We will kick the whole thing off with beer and psalm singing the first night, followed by a slate of speakers committed to driving the nails of the gospel into all of life, including Pastor Douglas Wilson, George Grant, Rod Martin, Glenn Sunshine, yours truly, and more. The conference will conclude with a massive, and I mean huge, Fight Laugh Feast Network mashup with representatives from all your favorite shows, all on one show, fighting, laughing, and feasting. And then we really will feast together with food trucks bringing in dinner to close out the conference. So please join us this October 1st through the 3rd as we build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register now. Go ahead, pause. I'll wait for you. Go ahead and just register, and then you can just come right back over to the app, which you've downloaded, right? Yeah, you should definitely download that app. Bernie tweets support for looters, apparently. On Sunday evening, former Democratic presidential hopeful breadline Bernie Sanders tweeted, "The richest 400 Americans sit on $3 trillion, the size of the entire UK economy. The billionaire class now pays a lower tax rate than people living paycheck to paycheck. The looting of America has been going on for over 40 years, and the culprits are the ultra-rich." While the problem would seem to be with Sanders implying that the looters were just getting their stuff and their money back, thus justifying the looting and vandalism and violence, a number of commenters were just upset that Sanders bowed to the wrong idol. While he was doing his usual obeisance at the shrine of mammon and class warfare, a number of respondents were miffed that he seemed to be downplaying the racial element of the riots. Sanders failed to put a pinch of incense on the intersectional goddess of racial grievance. And if you haven't heard by now, the protests that continue to spread around the country are now as white as Joel Osteen. No, literally, Joel Osteen was on the scene in Houston, Texas for the Black Lives Matter protest or whatever it was. What are we protesting again? You do know that the officers involved in the George Floyd killing have been fired and charges brought. And in fact, we're going to find out in a minute, even more charges have been brought. You also know that a bunch of the protests have been weaponized by anarchists and Antifa, right? You care about racial justice? Why in the world would you be involved in something that ended up with retired police officer David Dorn, a 77-year-old man murdered in St. Louis during the riots? Why would you associate yourself with that? And if you must know, he was a black man. But that's not the most important thing about him. What was most important is that he was a human being made in the image of God, just like George Floyd. So Fox News reports Officer Dorn suffered a gunshot wound to his torso about 2:30 a.m. Tuesday and died on a sidewalk in front of the looted shop Lee's Pawn and Jewelry, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported. St. Louis officials said Tuesday that Dorn was killed responding to a burglar alarm that looters set off. David Dorn was exercising law enforcement training that he had learned here, St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden said. The person responsible for killing Dorn has not been captured as of Wednesday. Crime Stoppers is now offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to their arrest. President Trump honored Dorn on Twitter, saying, "Our highest respect to the family of David Dorn, a great police captain from St. Louis who was viciously shot and killed by despicable looters last night," the president wrote. "We honor our police officers perhaps more than ever before. Thank you." The Fox News story pointed out that CNN mentioned Dorn on its website Tuesday when covering Trump's tweet and published a standalone story on his death on Wednesday morning, but the news didn't make the network's on-air coverage of the ongoing protests. Maybe best not to bring that up when talking about the protests. Or what about KB Bala, who openly wept in a TV interview after the Minneapolis sports bar he had invested his life savings into was destroyed by looters. How white is that? It's as white as the back of Joel Osteen's left thigh. Bala is a firefighter on the Brooklyn Center Fire Department. He and his wife have four children. Scores Sports Bar was brand new. Its grand opening had been delayed by the COVID-19 panic. And Bala was just getting ready to open its doors. Oh, right. And Bala is also a black man. Because, you know, when you're protesting racial injustice, you should definitely crush a few more black lives while you're at it. Because, well, black lives matter. Right? Meanwhile, in my cozy hometown of Moscow, Idaho, a couple hundred protesters gathered in the city's square yesterday, and as you might expect in North Idaho, it was whiter than the back of Joel Osteen's right thigh out there. But one of the other striking things were the number of signs attacking Trump, as well as signs defending the LGBTQXYZ insanity. And this is where Christians frequently are just not paying attention. Do we condemn racism? Of course. Do we condemn police brutality and abuse of power? Of course. But the thing we have to ask is, why? Why is racial animosity and racial vainglory wrong? Why is abuse of power wrong? It's wrong because there is a fixed standard of justice found in God's word. But you know what? That same word condemns looting and vandalism and hatred of cops and murder of babies and sexual perversion. And you can't just pick and choose. Christians are sometimes easily duped by the social justice mobs because the mob happens to be chanting something at this moment, just right now, that really is unjust, whether it's about the death of George Floyd or Harvey Weinstein's womanizing. But Christians should have nothing whatever to do with the mob. The mob is not justice, and the mob doesn't really care about justice. This is why the whole Me Too thing was a complete farce. It was a complete clown show. It was a complete circus. It was a media mob that only wanted the veneer of virtue and justice. Did Me Too condemn the murder of baby girls in their mother's womb? I'll wait here while you go check. Did Me Too condemn all the Hollywood pornographic sewage? I'm waiting. You know, you can go check. Did Me Too condemn lesbianism and every Bruce Jenner tranny crazy? I think you know the answers. Which tells you that Me Too was never interested in actual biblical justice. Never. What it was interested in was getting a bunch of naive and guilty Americans, and unfortunately many of them professing Christians, whipped up into an emotional frenzy in order to manipulate the culture. That's what they were doing. They were getting you to march for what they want, which is the destruction of American culture, which is the destruction of Christian culture. And I don't mean to completely conflate those two things. I know that there's bad parts of American culture, but there's two circles. There's a Venn diagram and there's a bunch of overlap. But be sure that the end game looks nothing like justice for all. That's not what Me Too is after. That's not what Black Lives Matter is after. Just like in the French Revolution, eventually Robespierre gets his head chopped off. Remember, Robespierre was the leader of the French Revolution. So, Bernie Sanders, better watch your step. And this is why black police officers and black business owners can get run over by the mob in the name of what? Black Lives Matter? In the name of justice? The riots are not interested in justice for George Floyd. You know that because they looted and burned down Scores Sports Bar in Minneapolis. And a bunch of the protests are getting hijacked into that kind of nonsense, all while holding signs about racial justice. The only thing that could make these things more white would be if people started wearing bed sheets over their heads. But we are nearly at that point of hypocrisy. So don't hold your breath. As of Wednesday afternoon, there was over $1.1 million raised on KB Bala's GoFundMe page. And now comes the news. Minnesota prosecutors added a second-degree murder charge Wednesday against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, and charged three more former officers in the death of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin, who was captured in a video kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd struggled for air, is now charged with second-degree murder, charged with aiding and abetting unintentional second-degree murder are Thomas Lane, Tao Thao, and J. Alexander Kung. All could face a maximum penalty of 40 years in prison. This is all according to the Washington Post. Ellison, Keith Ellison, the Minnesota State Attorney General, made the announcement during an afternoon news conference days after being appointed by Governor Tim Walz to take over the investigation from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. Floyd's family had been joined by some city council members and activists in asking for Ellison to take the lead. Floyd's family had repeatedly called for the arrests of the other three officers involved in the encounter outside of corner store Cup Foods, which began when the 46-year-old father and security guard, George Floyd, was accused of using a counterfeit $20 bill. Now, what are the chances these new charges, these additional charges, are based on actual facts, or that they are sorry attempts to appease the mob? State Attorney General Keith Ellison announced the new charges in an afternoon news conference Wednesday, saying, "I strongly believe that these developments are in the interest of justice for Mr. Floyd, his family, our community, and our state." You know, in the interest of justice is not quite the same thing as based on facts and evidence. But we'll see. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this show and all of our other shows at crosspolitic.com or fightlaughfeast.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Download it now. Download it today. Our app is the only way to get in the bullpen with Mark Dewey. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And for a limited time, you can get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to tons of content on biblical counseling, God and government, end times, eschatology, pastors and politics, Proverbs with me, our very own Worldview Shotgun series, boom. You also get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, which you already registered for at the beginning of the show, right? But we hope to meet many of you there in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register now if for some reason you forgot to at the beginning of the show. Have a great day.